Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom! You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?
What a night down at the ballpark. Jack Fritz hanging out with you here on the final out on this Wednesday evening as history did come to an end, but still a special night down at the ballpark as the Phillies win yet again by a score of 3-2, a one-run victory by this baseball team. The final out is sponsored by the Philadelphia Parking Authority, offering valet park at the Philadelphia Airport. A joyous atmosphere, and I tell you what, it really felt like we were about to make a run at Oral, and man, just like that, the finality of it, it was over. It was over, but still a lot to get to, and certainly still an unbelievable run from Chris Sanchez. The game wrap-up is sponsored by Roto-Rooter. When plumbing problems hit, wrap them up quick and call Roto-Rooter. Their team tackles clogs and leaks so you can stay in the game. Roto-Rooter, your MVP for plumbing solutions. 215-592-9494 to get in. It was a unbelievable atmosphere at the ballpark for a early June game. Obviously a beautiful night. Obviously history on the line, so I understand why the crowd was great. The ovation when Sanchez got removed was awesome. So if you're stuck in traffic on your way home and you were a part of the atmosphere tonight, or of course if you watch it on your couch like I did, would love to hear from you. But it was a really, really cool atmosphere as the Phillies take another series win, improved to what, 5-0 against the Padres, 22-7 since that's what's in video. So I mean, it was truly a video that set the franchise back multiple years. The biggest takeaways of the game are brought to you by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. And the biggest takeaway is obviously Chris Sanchez and what he did, not even tonight, but throughout the entire stretch. And you know, he really got into a rhythm in the middle of the game where he just kind of felt as if it was inevitable that he was going to go 7 innings, maybe even 8 innings. He was on a good pitch count. And we were on track to go take down Hershiser and the 59-inning scoreless streak. And all of a sudden, you know, a two-out double, and then Jackson Merrill against a lefty just flips it in the left field. I would have liked to see a better throw from Brandon Marsh there. You know, in watching the play, you kind of had a feel that maybe they'll be able to get him at the plate, and then it just came up. Almost like a pea shooter, you know, like it wasn't, didn't get much on the throw, which totally sucked because that would have been an amazing way to keep this scoreless streak going. But overall, I think really since he passed Grover Cleveland-Alexander in his last time out, we've been putting in its proper context what he's done. Like, just take a step back and realize that he just threw 50 and a third scoreless, like over 50 innings of scoreless baseball. Like, that was the streak. That's crazy. There's been, is the fifth longest streak in the history of the sport. It's been around since 1883 or 18 whatever, 1870s. Who, like, this organization's been around since 1883. Major League Baseball's been around longer than that. And he is the fifth longest ever. It's been 19 perfect games. Chris Sanchez is the fifth longest streak in the history of the sport. That is crazy. That's what we witnessed. And now, for the remainder of baseball, and maybe someone will top him, but he has the longest streak by a left-handed pitcher. 50 innings. Chris Sanchez, number one. All the great pitchers. Koufax, Randy Johnson, Carlton, Chris Sanchez, above them all. It's incredible. It's awesome. That's our guy. And we've all talked about the journey, but man, from a roster crunch for the Rays, throwing Curtis Meade at him and you know, having to wallow in Curtis Meade turning into a top 100 prospect, and Chris Sanchez on DFA watch 3 years ago, and then bang, all of a sudden learns how to command the baseball and hones in the 98, gets it down to like 95, 96 to make sure his command's better. Changeup really starts taking off, and boom, you look up 2.5 years later, and he's arguably the best pitcher in baseball. It's an unbelievable journey. It's one of the best development stories in the history of the Phillies, if not the best. I mean, it's not the best. It's crazy what Chris Sanchez has turned into, and it's such a bummer it ended like that. It was so fast. The finality of it was just crazy. 50-plus innings scoreless from Chris Sanchez. And the ovation was amazing. It's almost like he was waiting for it to end, but it would just never end. And he's smiling out there on the mound. A good little tip of the cap to Jackson Merrill as well, because Chris Sanchez is like an unbelievable dude. We may never see a Phillies pitcher for as long as we are alive. And I don't know how old everyone out there is listening, but For the remainder of the franchise, you could make a pretty dang good case that no one is going to top what Chris Sanchez did during this stretch. And that is pretty wild for a sport, for a team that has been around for as long as they have. Now, maybe he can start another streak and top his own, you know, 50-plus inning scoreless streak. But, man, it... Shout out to Chris Sanchez. What a pitcher. What a guy. And what a run he kind of took us on. 215-592-9494 to get in and react to Chris Sanchez's night and a Phillies win, a 3-2 Phillies win. And the other big takeaway before we go to the phones is, like, this is just who they are. I mean, this is their 14th one-run game. They've won 32 games on the year. And They play tight ball games. They don't do it for the run differential. It makes it a little bit easier. You don't sweat it as much when you have Juan Duran back there locking down the ninth. Now 14 for 14 in save opportunities. A 1-2-3 ninth today, which was good. 1-2-3 ninth yesterday. We don't need to bring up the Xander play where he almost hit one out and it just happened to go foul. But you just hope that the offense can do enough. Like, if you want to look at it, there's two ways that you can view the Phillies. They haven't scored more than 4 runs a game in their last 13 games, and they're 7-6. I mean, that goes to show you how good the pitching staff is. If you want to look at it glass half full, you would say, hey, the offense can't be this bad all year, can they? They can't be a bottom three offense in the sport. You know, is Boehm this bad? Stott had a good hit tonight, which was good to see. Boehm did ground into another double play, so 6-4-3 lives on. You know, can they? Are they truly this bad of an offense to where, hey, if they can just piece it together for a little bit, you have an unbelievable starting staff and a pretty good bullpen. We'll get to Keller, but you know, can they be this bad the entire year? Track record would suggest probably not. Now, the glass half empty would say, I've seen them pitch great before. The bats stink. It's hard to believe in this offense and believe in this team, really, when the offense is this putrid. And you know what? I think Both are fair. I'm happy that they are playing better baseball. They're on like over 100 win pace under Don Mattingly. If he, if he put over 162, it's all great. They had a great starting staff last year, and unfortunately, they ran into the Dodgers. So really, I see both sides. It was good to see Schwarber go yard. It was good to see JT drive a ball coming off the wrist injury, and Adolis. I mean, two straight nights. We don't need to pop champagne, but he has driven the baseball in two straight nights, so that is certainly good to see. But 14 one-run games, just kind of who they are. 215-592-9494 to get in. Dave, my guy's in Maryland. What's happening, Dave?
Just greatness. Never going to see that again in my life. He's unbelievable. Just the fact that, it takes so much, obviously he's dominant, but it takes so much luck to even have a situation like he had and, making some plays in the outfield like Crawford last week and a couple diving plays here and there, a bad bounce. It's just amazing. And that was, I'm just happy for him. It looks like, he just is such a great, enjoys it. I thought the umpire did a really nice job giving him the opportunity to soak it in without, causing any, pitch clock issues or anything like that. He really, really slowed that down for him. And it was nice to see JT pick him up, pick up his guy the next inning, hit that home run and get him a win and just dominant. And like I said, I don't know if I know I probably won't see that ever again, but it was just fun to watch on the edge of your seat all night, and kudos to him. And, I'm just glad they got the win tonight too, just so he didn't have to answer questions about, the bad offense. So
yes,
great win. Let's keep Mason Miller in the pen again tomorrow.
Yeah, seriously, Dave, appreciate the phone call. They haven't faced Mason Miller yet. I mean, they should put him in there, maybe let him start the game. Maybe let him start the game tomorrow and see how it goes. But Wendell Statt did a great job. And that was like one of my fears of the pitch clock and keep everything on a clock was it would rob the sport of moments like that. I think there has to be a human feel to it. We don't need to rush everything along. That was baseball history we were watching tonight. And I thought Wendell Statt did a good job with that of go brush the plate, do what you have to do, slow it down a little bit, soak in the moment, let the kid enjoy it, and go from there. So all around great effort. And yes, JT immediately hitting a home run is about as baseball as it gets. All right, on the other side, we will get to the player of the game. Wonder who that's going to be, and some other things that stuck out to me tonight. We'll get to all that coming up next here on The Final Out on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom! You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?
Welcome on back. It is The Final Out. Jack Fritz hanging out with you. The Final Out is always sponsored by the Philadelphia Parking Authority. Chris Sanchez's scoreless streak comes to an end tonight. Come on, Marshy. Yeah, we gotta hose him at the plate. Why couldn't that ball have been hit the right field? Totally would have thrown him out. But still, an amazing night down at the ballpark. And shout out to the fans. It would have been, kind of a bummer. A part of me is not happy it's over at all. But at least if fans got a moment like that, next start would have been on the road in Toronto. So, I don't know. Going for Hershiser's record on the road kind of would have sucked. But, yeah, I mean, the one-minute ovation, Wendell Stack giving plenty of time for it, Sanchez smiling. It was a good moment all around. And, of course, Chris Sanchez is our player of the game, brought to you by South Jersey Gas. Make the smart play, save energy and money with South Jersey Gas at sjgsaveenergy.com. 8 strikeouts on the night for Chris Sanchez, only 84 pitches, which is beautiful. 1.46 ERA on the season, as now that the scoreless streak is over. Which, by the way, not a bad thing to add to the Cy Young ledger, is had a 50-plus inning scoreless streak. But we are on Cy Young watch for Chris Sanchez. So he is our player of the game, of course, for being the best. I mean, he's probably everyone's favorite Philly, right? I mean, you know, he just goes out, dominates, is super happy. He's impossible not to love. I mean, he is universally beloved by all of us. Connor is in Bucks County. What's happening, Connor?
Hey, what's up, Jack?
What's up, man?
How you doing?
Doing well. What do you got?
Man, these past few nights have just been awesome, dude. Back-to-back, like, close games. It's just been awesome. Like, everything all around has just looked great. I mean, it's what great teams do. Win close games.
Yeah, but you like see a little bit more offense, right, though, Connor?
Oh, 100%. And having JT back is just great. I mean, Stubbs was good in the time and everything, but, I mean, it's just great to see JT's producing and, of course, Schwarber as well. But these past two nights, I went to the game last night. It's just awesome.
Yeah, Connor, and I appreciate the phone call. I'm sure the atmosphere has been great. And, you know, a night like tonight where, you know, Sanchez is in the process of making history, how could you not have a good night at the ballpark? And the weather's been great. So, yeah. And, listen, good teams do win close ball games. They still have a negative 24 run differential, though. We got to work on that. They're not helping the run differential. They have not scored more than 4 runs in a game in now 13 straight games. So, like, it's fine for the regular season. It's just what happens in the postseason. And obviously we got a long time before that has to be decided, but it's just this offense is pretty excruciating. Walker Buehler shutting them down again, although Walker Buehler's stuff kind of looked pretty good. I was kind of thinking to myself, maybe we should have given him a little one-year deal in the offseason and let him come back. But, you know, Nola has looked the part the last 2 starts, and you need Andrew Painter to come up and develop. So I do get it. I just wish there was another major league quality starting arm, but those don't exactly grow on trees. All right, so other positives from tonight. Again, I mentioned it last segment, but Adolis, at least, I mean, we're looking at some baby steps here. We don't need to sound the alarms of here comes 2023 Adolis Garcia, but at least he kind of looks like he did early in the season where he's hitting the ball hard. I mean, his double that he hit tonight was at 108 miles an hour. He hit another one early that was hit pretty well straight into center field. Last night, same kind of thing. So maybe, just maybe, signs of life. He came in on the off day. Maybe that helped him. I have no idea. I'd be surprised if, like, one cage day on an off day really did much. But, hey, I mean, maybe it did. And they need him. I mean, I don't want a DFA Adolis Garcia. I want Adolis Garcia to be the right fielder for this team. And, like, with what he brings in the field, all he has to do is not be a hole in the lineup. Like, he can't just be what he was during this last stretch where he's, what, 4 for his last 61? I mean, heading into the series, he was 3 for his last 57 with 30 strikeouts. I mean, that is egregious. Like, that is DFA worthy. Now, they're not going to do it right now. You know, Castellanos got the DFA'd, but he wasn't playing the outfield every day. And, like, Castellanos is the bad combo of horrible in the field and at the plate. At least you can say, hey, at least Adolis is giving us a lot of effort out in right field and helping us win ball games, and we don't want to give up on him just yet. We'll give as many opportunities as we can because the defense is so good. At least he's starting to show signs of life at the plate, hitting the ball hard. What he was doing before was floundering at the plate. Just no plan, swinging at breaking balls way out of the strike zone, being super late on fastballs, and just not hacking it. And at least the last couple nights, whatever swing adjustments they made, hopefully they work, and we can get just an average offensive player. Just hit some homers, take your walks, and don't strike out all the time. That's literally all I'm asking for from Adolis Garcia. Another thing that I want to point out is second straight night, they've pitched around Kyle Schwarber, intentionally walked Kyle Schwarber with the base open to get to Trey Turner. And once again, it's a big moment finding Trey and him not coming through. And I just don't know. Like, I know Schwarber hit the home run late and that was good, and they needed it, of course. But if he's not going to get pitches and they're just going to pitch around him and they're going to make Trey beat them, I don't know how long you can do that because it hampers the value of Schwarber. So, you know, one of my plans or ideas is, hey, like against a righty, just throw Marsh up there and you just hope that you do enough offensively against the righty starter to where you're not getting caught late, where they can just bring a lefty in and possibly mow down Marsh, Schwarber, Harper. But part of what I think has made Schwarber so good these last 2 years and for majority of this year until the last little stretch is having Harper bat behind Schwarber and Schwarber getting pitches to hit, and that being part of the reason why he has gone on this unbelievable power surge. Well, now Trey's hitting behind him and teams are like, no. We'll deal with this sub 650 OPS $300 million shortstop. We don't need to face Kyle Schwarber. And then Brad Keller, just every night there's base runners. He does not have a killer look on the mound. You know, he's just kind of looks like he's out there. And just one of those nights where does not have command, hits Xander on a 1-2 pitch, which is like, Brad Keller was a starter for multiple years in the big leagues. Starters to make it to the big leagues usually have good command of their pitches. It's why so many starters can transition into bullpen roles, because they throw a million pitches, and at least command-wise, they're able to get to the big leagues. This guy, he can't command the baseball. So, I don't know. It's like he'll have four good outings and then a stinker. And that's kind of been the Brad Keller story this year. I mean, his ERA is like 3.72 or something, which you live with. It's just the stinkers really stink. They really reek. And just when you want to start trusting him again, he makes you feel like an idiot and throws out a stinker like he threw out there tonight. And thankfully, he got out of it without blowing the lead. But they were hanging on by a thread. So Keller, I mean, he's going to continue to be their high-leverage righty. They paid him. He's been pretty good, but man, we're never going to trust him. We're never going to trust him. It's Mike Adams all over again. Gary's in Whitehall. What's happening, Gary?
Yo, Jack, how you doing?
Good, man. What's going on?
Not too much. A couple positives, a couple negatives. That's remarkable about Sanchez. I mean, yeah, probably might not see it again. I don't want to say that because you never know. This guy's like, he's a pro's pro, and who's to say he doesn't throw another 50 consecutive innings in there. So, you got that. And I do believe whatever they did the off day with Garcia is actually working. Hands are still at the plate. He's doesn't seem like he's swinging through water anymore, so I think there's they found something, that a little kink there, and they're working that out. Negative-wise, you just brought it up about the pitching around Turner. I mean, Schwarber to get to Turner. I mean, what else do you do in the tool hole if you're going to keep Schwarber leaving off? I mean, it's ridiculous. And you brought it up yesterday, and I love this one, changing the number from 28 to 643, because, dude, is there a bullseye on the shortstop? I mean, continuously rolling over to a 643 double play consecutively? Doesn't matter what Brandon can go 100 for 100. He's not going to do anything when you got somebody behind you that's going to ground into a double play.
Dude, I would die for a 4-6-3. Honestly, at this point, it's just the defeated nature of ground ball to the shortstop. Here's a double play by Alec Bohm. I know he only has 6 on the year. That feels impossible. Maybe I'm just combining everything from the last couple of years. It's so many double plays. It's so many double plays. And you can just, you feel them in your bones. You feel them in your bones. And tonight was another example of that.
Can we get a Sosa at third base for one game and sit him down? Can we just get a break, please?
I mean, maybe tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow. Yeah, you'll get Sosa in there. But, yeah, Bomber, 6-4-3. Unbelievable. 3 in his last 2 games. On the other side, the wow moment of the game, or moments of the game, a look at tomorrow. And, you know, something I didn't even totally realize, but Phils are working their way into a pretty good position. We'll get to that coming up next. Here on the Final Out on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow, your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom, car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really. Or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom!
One sec, sweetie.
Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really?
And a pitch. Swung on, hit well, right center field, up the alley. Going back is Bowen to the wall, and it is gone! Kyle Schwarber with number 23 into the lower seats in right center. Second homer of the inning for the Phillies off Jason Adam. And the Phillies now lead it 3-1.
Yes, those are our wow moments of the game, brought to you by the New Jersey Division of Travel and Tourism. From waterfalls to fairways, mountain resorts to lighthouse tours, find your wow at visitnj.com. JT, good to see the blast immediately after the run. And obviously with the injury, being able to drive the ball like that looked nice. And Kyle Schwarber, yes, I just talked about the pitching around him to get the tray. Well, it was good to see him do some damage there as well. Give the Phillies a little bit of cushion, and cushion that they needed. Also impressed that they did it off of Jason Adam, who's been one of the better relievers in the sport for a couple of years in a row. So definitely impressive to see them do that and take the lead there and win a ballgame. The Final Out is sponsored by the Philadelphia Parking Authority, offering valet park at the Philadelphia Airport. Jack Fritz hanging out with you. Last segment here before we hand things off to the biggest Hurricanes fan that I know, in Hunter Brody. We'll get to some good stuff happening with the Phillies and a look at to tomorrow's game after talk to Matt in Silverdale, PA. What's happening, Matt?
Hey!
Hey!
Hey, listen. With all the great stuff that's going on Philly sports, with all the nonsense, listen, man, I had a great... My wife and I took our son to his first ball game today. JT hit one. Sanchez was pitching out of his mind. We got to see a Schwarbaum live. Duran, the whole intro. My son's 11. He's been pitching Little League for the past couple of years. It was awesome, man. Let's give it up for Philly sports. It was a great day. It was so much fun, man.
Fred, well, that's awesome. Think? Yeah, that's awesome, man. I mean, that's a... that's an 11-year-old, you know, you see the Duran intro, that's sweet. You see two home runs, that's sweet. You see history from Chris Sanchez, that's sweet. Plus, 75 and sunny's not a bad way to enjoy a ball game either. I mean, listen, you crushed it tonight, Matt. That's a perfect time to take him down to the old ballpark.
You know what, man? It was a great night. With all the nonsense going on with freaking Eagles players, you know, being traitors and stuff like that, the Phillies came through tonight. They really did, man. They really did.
That's what they do, Matt. They save the city, and I appreciate the phone call and get home safely. And like, that's the kind of stuff that I'm looking forward to. I am in no rush to have my boys grow up. I am trying my best to enjoy every single day. The days are long, the years are short is maybe the most truthful saying that I've ever experienced in my life. But, you know, those kind of things are the core foundational memories of baseball and growing up with baseball and the way it's passed down from generation to generation. That's how the sport stays alive, is it being passed down. You know, I took them to the ballpark. I was watching them run around the ballpark, was it 2 weeks ago? And it's just like, of all the times I've spent in CBP, like by myself or with my friends, and now it's like I got my two boys here. That's wild. But you know, it was 55 and raining, and it was already a 2-hour delay, or you know, the game was pushed back by 2 hours. So we got out of there in the third inning. You know, not exactly 75 and sunny on a beautiful Wednesday night, but those kind of things are what makes baseball special, and personally, some things that I'm definitely looking forward to as my boys get older. So, mentioned some good stuff going on. All of a sudden, like, I kind of don't really look at the standings ever, you know, not until late or, you know, August, September, when it really kind of heats up. But, you know, I would look occasionally over the last couple weeks. I know how they've been playing. Yeah, it's unbelievable. Every time I check the standings, they're still 9 games back of the Braves. But all of a sudden, you know, the Pirates are the one seed right now, which I would be shocked if that lasts. They're 33-28. The D-backs, who are playing good baseball, I think they're a good team. They're 32-28. Padres, who I think stink. I mean, how they were 31-20 heading into that series, but when the Phillies went out there, is crazy. Cardinals 31-28. They were supposed to be one of the worst teams in baseball heading into the year, and they got off to a hot start, and we'll see if they can keep it going, but I would think not. All of a sudden the Cubs have fallen on hard times, 3-7 in their last 10. They're 32-29, same record as the Phillies, and the Phillies, as it stands now, are 32-29, bunched together with a bunch of other teams, but they're technically a half game out of a wild card spot. So, like, the overall point is they are right there where they could be the one seed in the wild card by tomorrow. And after starting 9-19, to be here this quickly is pretty remarkable. And shout out to them for turning it around as quickly as they did, because they are right there for a possible playoff run. Now, tomorrow, going from Sanchez straight into facing Wheeler, and I know Wheeler's last start against the Dodgers wasn't great. I thought something was fishy with the balls in that game for me personally. Like, the Max Muncy pop-up was crazy that went out. So I'm not buying that. You know, every once in a while, you know, Wheeler will have a stinker like that. I mean, in 2024. I remember he went down to Camden Yards and he allowed four home runs in that game against the Orioles. It happens. I'm not worried about it. Certainly going from the Dodgers offense to the Padres offense will make me feel a lot better. And facing Lucas Giolito, who, you know, he's fine. He was signed after the season had already started. He's kind of ramping his way up. He's walked a lot of guys to start this season, so the Phillies will have to be patient. But Wheeler versus Giolito is certainly and should be advantage Phillies. So looking forward to that as the Phillies go for a sweep, a nice little sweep, as they continue to play really, really good baseball under Don Mattingly. Tight baseball, playoff-type baseball all the time, but winning baseball. And after starting 9-19, that's kind of all you can ask for. So that's going to do it for me. Francisco Rojas produced the program tonight. Bros is next. He will take you through the rest of the night here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow, your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom, car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really? Or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom! One sec, sweetie.
Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really?